Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, Stating the Obvious podcast, Cult of Personality podcast, and of course, Anarchy Moment podcast, which you are right now having with me, an Anarchy Moment. CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet. Send feedback, love mail, hate mail, naked pictures to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. I really hate podcasts that have commercials in them. God, it's like I'm getting really, really cranky about listening to two podcasts that I really like a lot and are full of commercials. And I'm just getting cranky about it. But that's not what I'm cranky about today. That is not the Anarchy Moment. I was going to have an Anarchy Moment today about movies. I just watched the remake of Evil Dead. And between that and the previews, I fucking lost it. That Anarchy Moment is coming very soon. That's the Anarchy Moment you would be hearing right now. But instead, I have a different Anarchy Moment. Because I got on the internet. So on the internet, and oh my God, the fucking internet. It's out of control. People are all over the fucking internet going crazy. Because Bluehost is down. Bluehost is having server issues. Now, if you have a life and you have friends and you have like a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you've had sex within the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, you may not know what Bluehost is because you might not be a fucking loser. So let me explain it to you for those of you who aren't losers. Bluehost is a web hosting company. They host websites, right? So you make a website. You know, I suck Obama's cock because I'm a statistpig.com, right? And so you could host it with Bluehost. There's a bunch of other hosting companies also, but Bluehost is one of them. Well, apparently Bluehost is having some kind of major technical issues, and a great number of their servers are down, which means a great number of people's websites are down, and email that goes through your website is also down, right? So like if you have Gmail, it's not affecting you, but if you, for example, have god at cynlibsoc.com, right, if Cynical Libertarian Society was hosted on Bluehost, we would be down. Maybe we'd be down. Not everybody's down. The point is, there's a bunch of people out there, their websites are down. Because, and it's... Now, on one hand, you know, I get that Bluehost is providing a service, you're paying for it, you expect your website to be up, okay? It's like you go to a restaurant, you expect the food to come out, and you expect it to be hot or cold, as it should be. Yeah, right, I mean, yada, 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 yeah. Bluehost has a commitment to provide what the fuck they are saying they're going to provide. Okay, I get that. I get that. I get that. But the fucking insanity... Like the people on the internet, on Twitter, and there's blog posts about it already. People screaming about how Bluehost sucks and how Bluehost will get their shit together and how they're so pissed off because their website is down and yada yada. I want to know one thing. Who the fuck are you people that you are so important that your website is so critical to the universe? That for your website to be down for a couple of hours is like this giant fucking crisis that you need to be on the internet whining. It's not just that, damn, my website is down, I'm pissed off, but that you would go on the internet and fucking whine about it. That you would fucking actually send a tweet to Bluehost on Twitter and say, my website isn't working. Like, they don't fucking know that. Like, look at their Twitter stream. They're perfectly aware the shit's fucked up. They don't need you to fucking tell them. Why don't you people get a fucking life? Seriously, Who the fuck are you? And how do you think you're so fucking important? Oh my god, my website is down and civilization is going to collapse. I mean, if my website doesn't get back up soon, oh my god, Obama's not gonna know what to do, because when he has to make mission critical decisions about the future of the United States, he consults my website. And if Obama falls, then who's gonna build the roads? The roads! Roads! I mean, who? I need to fucking know this. Who are you fucking people that your website can't be down for a couple of hours without you crying like little 14-year-old girls on the fucking internet? Who are you fucking people? Who the fuck are you? And I could find out, because I could, like, follow the Twitter stream. I could click on these people's Twitter profiles and I could actually find out who the fuck they are. But unlike all of those people, I've actually talked to a girl in the last 5 years. I've had sex before. I can read a book. I can go outside. I can ride my bicycle. I can go cook some food. I could vacuum the living room. I could fucking clean up this office if you people could see the fucking mess. Alright, I mean, really, can you people not do anything more productive with your useless little fucking statist Obama government cocksucking who's gonna build the road fucking ass lives than just getting on the internet and whining because your website is down? What are you people going to do when the economic collapse happens? Because it's coming. I mean, what are you people going to do when the government starts to collapse here in the United States and there's periods where you don't have electricity? Because we can't have electricity from private sources. Oh my God, no. All electricity must be provided by corporations that are practically run by the government. Because if the government doesn't regulate the electricity, then the electricity companies, why, they wouldn't give no electricity to poor people. They'd save the electricity for rich people, right? That's why we can't have no motherfucking private roads, right? Because only rich people would own the roads and they wouldn't let the poor people drive on the roads. That's why we got our Massa Messiah Hussein Obama. He gonna give us fucking welfare. He gonna give us food stamps. He gonna give us Obama phone. Everybody in the house with Obama phone. Alright, anyway, that was just me having fun. Sorry, that is what an anarchy moment looks like right there. It's just fucking Mad Lib making fun of status. This is what happens when I have a fucking anarchy moment. I'm serious, you people. All right, I'm recording an anarchy moment right now. Don't have a computer. You can fucking do things without your fucking website. You can live without. How do you think people fucking lived without websites? I mean, Galileo figured shit out, didn't have a website. Leonardo da Vinci didn't have a fucking website. You know, Adolf Hitler didn't have a website. Joseph Stalin, your fucking hero. Those of you who are statist and love socialism, he didn't have a website. Right? I mean, it's FDR put Japanese people in concentration camps. Did not need a website to do it. Okay, you can do great things in your life without a website. Well, I mean, I can. You can't, because you're a fucking loser. You're a fucking statist. If you're on the internet whining like a little 14-year-old girl about how Bluehost is down and my website doesn't work, you're a fucking loser. Stop being a fucking loser. Stop whining about your goddamn website and get a fucking life. Okay, and hold on. I'm back for an afterthought, because I finished this up, I walked away from it, and this ties into something I want to do an episode of Stating the Obvious about, and talk about this in depth, but this is a fucking beautiful example of how people's intelligence, for, you know, the limited amount that those of you who are statists have, turns off when it comes to politics. I know, and I'm hesitating because I'm jumping into this in the middle, not building it up as I would and stating the obvious, right? But I know a lot of, because some people are going to say, well, the Bluehost thing, this is affecting me because I'm running a business and yada yada, and I need a yada yada yada. And if my website isn't working, then my business isn't working and I'm failing my customers or whatever. I mean, and again, these are legitimate things, okay? That's important to understand. I'm fucking making fun of you because you're stupid motherfuckers. And I am very serious when I say that if you think your website can't be down for a couple of hours, you're a fucking loser. I'm real fucking serious about that, all right? At the same time, though, I understand, let's say you have a business website, it's on Bluehost, so your business website is down, so you do have clients who need things from you in a timely manner, you can't provide it because this is failing, and so you're really upset because, you know, Bluehost has said, we are going to provide something, we're going to provide you with web hosting, and you're paying for the service, you expect it to work. When it doesn't work, you get really irate and you go on Twitter and you go on the internet and all this other shit. Okay, so Bluehost has worked fine for how many years, right? And so for the first time in however long it's been, I don't know when the last time Bluehost had a major outage was, but in all this time between that, whenever that was, and now it's worked fine. And there's one fucking outage for a couple of hours, and it's, you have conniption fits. Yet the state, I mean, how many years have we had a war on drugs? It's never worked. And is anybody outraged? Is anybody on Twitter? Of course not. War in Afghanistan, I mean, how long has it been? Is it 10 years yet? Is anybody on Twitter? Is anybody outraged? Right? The government has created a program, just like Bluehost created a program to host websites. They fail for 2 fucking hours, 3 hours maybe, 4 hours maybe. Let's call it 12 hours. And you people have a fucking fit. The government of the United States, the state, has had a war on poverty for 60 years, there's more poor people than ever. Every fucking aspect of the war on poverty is a failure. Every aspect of the war on drugs is a failure. Every aspect of the war in Iraq is a failure. Every aspect of the war in Afghanistan is a failure. Virtually every aspect of the state, of the federal government, are fucking failures. No, nobody has a problem with that. Your fucking website is down for a couple of hours and it's a goddamn crisis. Your fucking messiah, Hussein Obama, murders people in foreign countries with flying robots. And you can't fucking get his cock in your mouth fast enough to swallow his cum. Do you think there might be something wrong with you? Because I do. I think there's something very, very wrong with you. And it's all based on your fucking selfishness.